We have an English teacher in studio. I guess I should probably check and see where the statement comes of uneasy lies the crown. I think that comes from Shakespeare in any case.
She's shaking her head.
I'm teasing the English teacher who is here. What am I talking about? Well, we have got some folks in studio, some very special folks who are in studio, who are busy putting their track shoes on to run up right over our backs. Because with the internet radio, they're going to take over the world.
You know, I'll tell you what, they don't have all the constraints that we do with commercial radio. So, yeah. So we actually were contacted by Mary Grace Perrin, who is a teacher at the Henry Ford Academy School for Creative Studies, and it's part of the College for Creative Studies. In fact, they share a building that if you look out our window here in the studio, you can actually see their building. So it's very, very close. But she told me about this young man who is part of the school that has an internet radio show. And we'd like to welcome Joachim Tatum to the show. Joachim, welcome.
Thank you
so much for being on with us here. Let's see, press that button there, see if it works. We're not getting any fire. Guys, we're not getting any firing on that microphone there. You might want to swing that microphone around. Swing around those two seats. There you go. Would leave it to come into the big city here, the radio station. Our buttons don't work. I like that. Joachim, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good for you. It's good to be here.
Really. And it is good for me for you to be here, too. Yeah, that's right. Now, you are, on our homepage, I said you were a founder, but you're not really the founder.
No.
Okay.
I'm not the founder. The founder is Jason Dixon.
Okay.
And that's of Urban...
Urban Nation Radio.
UrbanNationRadio.com. That's where they can find you.
Yes.
And you produce a show there.
Yep. I have a show called Venom Time. It's every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And you invited a couple friends to come in and listen to you, and we found out that one of the friends is James Wood, and he's your co-producer.
Yes, James Woods. He is my co-host and my friend since preschool.
Yeah. Welcome,
James.
Welcome, James.
Will he allow you to share the mic? You have to fight him for it?
Oh, well, no, I don't.
You guys work that out.
Well, whenever I have something to say, he's always good to hear it and listen.
That's cool.
Well, now, I will tell you that when Foster and his wife Jenny were actually co-hosts,
tell that story again, aren't you?
I haven't told it on the air in a while, but when they were actually co-hosts together,
yes.
Jenny finally said, "All right, she's quitting because she couldn't get a word in edgewise." And
my wife learned the secret, and that is just to ride roughshod over it. And with radio, as you know, this dead air is a thing you don't want.
Never,
never. You never want to have dead air.
Always got to keep things moving.
So tell us about your show. What is it? Okay. What it's about? What do you do? How do you keep it fresh?
Okay, so my show is kind of an extension from my YouTube channel. So my YouTube channel is Venom 2 Million, and on there I talk about video games, technology, movies. So it's kind of an extension of that. I bring that over to Urban Nation Radio, and it's live, and my audience now, it's more of a conversation that can be had, I guess, on a more personal level, because now it's not just reading comments. They can call in, and we can have conversations, have full-blown conversations. So it's really just an extension of that. That's really the
James,
gist of the show.
when he talks about a YouTube channel, explain that to some of us old fogies. What is a YouTube channel?
A YouTube channel is like a video blog, if you would like to say. You have a certain amount. You can make as many videos you want on this website.
Mm-hmm.
And people can watch them, view them, subscribe to you if they like your content.
Mm-hmm. So you post your content to YouTube.
Yes.
YouTube. And you can actually create a channel for yourself right?
You need a channel to post content on.
I got
there.
You. Okay.
And a lot of people, they make a living off of YouTube. Once you reach a certain level, you can begin getting paid. I get paid for my YouTube.
This is whole new media, folks. Yeah. And the reason we wanted to have you guys in is because this is this whole new media that's going on. It used to be that stations like WJR, where we're at right now, the great voice of the Great Lakes, I mean, that was it. When you got here, you were at the top of the heap. And when I got here, like 1995, that's what I thought I'd gotten to. Suddenly everything sank, and all the field became level. Because starting about 2000, a little bit before that, with the internet, you folks could get on Urban Nation Radio, and suddenly you were as big a voice as we were with WJR. not necessarily out here and, if you will, the geographic area that we're in, but there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, up to millions of people who can listen to you on the radio.
That's true.
Do you know how many people are listening to you?
I don't know the exact number, but I do know that I've had numbers as high as, I believe, 10,000 people listening at once to my show on Urban Nation.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing. And my YouTube has been even bigger. I've just crossed over the 1.2 million view mark. So I'm growing exponentially on there as well.
So that's pretty amazing. Now, we couldn't take advantage of that because you and I, we have a face for radio. Video is where it's all going, right?
Now, tell me about the radio station, though. Essentially, you just kind of create your own, you get a website and you create your own presence on the internet. Is that it?
So exactly. I'll tell you how I got involved with Urban Nation. So at Henry Ford Academy, School for Creative Studies, there's a process that all students need to go through to graduate. It's called the Senior Mastery Process. And in that process is something called practicum, senior practicum. And it's basically, in layman's terms, an internship. You need to have an internship at some place that revolves around what you want to do as a career. So I want to be an actor and screenwriter. I was talking to my teacher, and she gave me the information, the phone number to Jason Dixon, who is the founder of Urban Nation Radio. I was talking to him, came in I was there for a week. Within a week, I got bumped up to producer, which was something like second in command. Yeah. And I worked behind the scenes with getting the website ready and getting us ready to launch.
I got you.
Essentially how it was, we had the website was already laid out. Jason had hired some internet developers to produce the website before me, before I got there. But I was fine-tuning things, and I was the one that clicked launch on the site.
I got you. That's really cool.
So you were close to a founder then?
Yeah. Well, okay.
So the way this internet radio thing works then is actually you bring audience from different places to it.
Yes. So you use social media, try to get the word out about
Because it's kind of like the movie Field of Dreams where, if you build it, they will come. Isn't necessarily true. Because if you build it, they won't even know you're there.
Yeah, they won't. How do they? Because especially with like what you were saying, the playing field being so even. So anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
So it's so many different avenues and so many different people to look at. It's hard to focus in on one thing.
You got one of your teachers here, Mary Grace Paris. Thank you very much for joining us. Is there some oversight? Mary Grace, let's put you on the microphone here quickly. Is there oversight from the teachers on the students in terms of how they present themselves, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely. Part of the mastery process is at the end of their senior year, they have to present what they had done during their internship, and they are interviewed by not only teachers but community members.
I got to tell you, I thank you for that, because one of the things that bugs me about a lot of internet radio, quote-unquote radio, and I put quote-unquote in there, is that it is an excuse for a tremendous amount of foul-mouthed, self-absorbed babbling.
Right.
And I was listening to another station that was like, it was like a catalog of a scatology. It's just one foul thing after the other. and screaming at the top of their voices as if this is interesting?
Yeah,
no, it's like a 5-year-old having a tantrum, and I'm supposed to listen to this?
So they're not very well trained, right?
Well, that's
like
exactly
you are
it.
And whatnot. But I'm curious, because typically in the practicum, you almost have like an internship, right?
Right.
You're actually out raising, you're making money based on your talent.
So
this is kind of amazing. I don't know how many people do this, but this has got to be a kind of a game changer coming from a school setting to maybe something you're going to do for quite a ways into your professional career, right?
So one of the things with the senior senior practicum is you can't get paid. So I'm not getting paid for Urban Nation Radio, even though I'm now out of senior practicum, but I still do it. So I'm not getting paid from that. I'm getting paid from YouTube.
From YouTube, okay.
Right. But with
I've never been paid for YouTube. I'd love to be paid by YouTube.
But with Urban Nation Radio, like he was talking about how the foul mouth, that we do have guidelines, and for me, especially me, I have a reputation for myself, and I want my reputation to be as high as it possibly can be. So
So glad you had that class element. Yakeem Tatum, James Woods, our co-hosts of a show on Urban Nation Radio. By the way, you can find them at urbannationradio.com or go to internetadvisor.net and click on our home screen about that. Shane Hamlin's in studio with us, and Shane, you had some questions about some of the practical aspects of this as
They share some radio time with some big guys there. Steve Harvey and right? They're part of Radio Nation, right? Urban?
Hang on a second. Let's see if that microphone is working. On. Go ahead, John.
This is not. Swing over to the other radio.
Sorry.
Still down.
Welcome to Big Time Radio.
So, we're not with Urban Radio Nation.
Okay.
That's a completely different entity. We're gotcha. Urban Nation Radio. So we're something that's born and started in Detroit.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this. When you do your show, where are your studios at?
Our studio is on Woodward. Okay. Right across from Palmer Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a right now. We're about 18 weeks in. So we're fairly new. Mm-hmm. We're in an office space right now.
Gotcha.
You're 18 weeks in, and you got 10,000 people listening to you live.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Oh, the radio station would kill for that. What do you plan on doing with this, guys? James, go ahead, James.
I think that's thanks to YouTube, mostly.
Well, that's true. And, you know, it's a lot like that now with spiral marketing, where you can be a YouTube channel. You can be a channel on internet radio through Urban Nation Radio, right? You could take and blog, right? And it keeps going. You keep marketing the next, it's kind of called spiral marketing, where you're constantly marketing. We had IT and the DN, and those guys did the same thing.
Yep, right? Absolutely.
So, Yakim, you've helped me in a number of ways, open my eyes to some things around internet radio, but I do have to thank you. I'm now going to go out and buy the iPhone 6 Plus because you have a phone that's almost exactly the same. You know, in some respects, they're just catching up to some of the Android phones, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly,
you just let me take and put your phone in my pocket, and it's about the same size as the Plus. It's a 5.7 instead of 5.5.
It's 0.2 inches bigger.
It works. I can do it. I can go buy it now. Thank you.
Yakim, I want to thank you for being here with us, along with James Wood, your co-host. And folks, again, you go to internetadvisor.net and scroll down the screen. You can click on the logo for Urban Nation Radio and find out more about it there. Mary Grace Paris, thank you very much for the teacher who has been in here. And Taharka Iyi, who has also been here with us, a friend of the guys who are here. Thanks so much. And the best to you on this. I'm excited to hear how this goes. Will you come back?
Yes.
And tell us how it's going?
Yeah.
You're 18 weeks in. We want to hear when you're about 38 weeks in.
We'll check what your grades are then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. We got your teacher here, too.
If we do come back, I'll try to get here earlier.
Oh, that's right. Good, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it so much.